This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Aaron.
What?
Sit down. You need to sit down.
Okay.
Big news. Big news. I don't know
what
if
happened?
You heard. Aaron, sit down. JPC, put something heavy on Aaron's lap.
Okay, so dead ass, and then a shake it, and then a smash it, and then a boop.
Perfect. Just want to make sure you don't shoot to the ceiling.
I'm having a lot of fun, but what is happening?
Aaron, big news.
What?
I don't know if you've heard this.
Customary to tip, just to tip a little bit. Throw a couple dollars in the old string.
I have like 2 pounds of pennies.
I guess right up the chute then.
Aaron. I'm going to read you a news article, and I need you not to scream.
Okay.
After Barbie's success, Mattel to make American Doll live-action movie. Aaron?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
This is not the first time one of my dances has made someone go comatose.
Aaron? Her soul, I see it's like sort of like a ghost-like Aaron rising out of her body.
Yeah.
Screaming, cheering, calling people.
Oh, and as her soul rises, there's the spirit of it looks like an old, farmhouse on the prairie. What's that show called?
Farmhouse on the prairie.
That's offensive.
Little farmhouse on the prairie.
I have to tell you something, couple things.
Yes.
First of all, over 200 people sent me that article. Our sweet listeners. Go like, that's, you are who I associate with American Girl dolls. Well, which, first of all, an honor. Second of all, they need me on that set, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have to get me on that set. I'm supposed to be on that set, right?
And not as like a dramaturg or anything like the script supervisor, but as someone who just like hugs the dolls daily.
General vibes.
Dolls need hugs.
I'm there for general vibes.
Henry Gibson, a doll's hug.
And Aaron, did you see that it's Michael Bay directing?
Don't joke about that. Don't joke about such dark things.
Brian Grazer producing?
Yeah.
I will see it. I will see it opening weekend. You know what? We can start a campaign now. I want you guys, once the social medias come out for this episode, try to get me to the premiere of that movie.
Aaron, say less.
Social medias of that movie come out. That's what I meant to say.
This will be like, you know that kid who was like, I'm going to start with a paperclip, and I'll trade this until I have a house. We're going to do that, but with Aaron getting on the set of American Girl Dolls. Premiere.
If you know anyone who knows someone, I would like to be at the premiere of this movie. Please.
I think let's get Aaron to the premiere of the American Girl Doll movie. I think this is going to be a huge movie, not only because it is kind of the return of disgraced director Brett Ratner.
You are the worst.
He's been attached to this one. It's his big comeback.
You're the worst.
It's his big comeback. Nobody deserves it more.
Aaron, let's do a little bit of dream casting up top.
Okay.
Who are some of your, for live action American Girl dolls?
Right.
Who's playing what doll? Just maybe two or three.
I want them to sort of get the technology where the dolls can really come to life.
Huh.
That's sort of what I'm hoping for. But if that can't happen.
What does this mean?
I think that they should cast age-appropriate people to play the dolls. The dolls are like kids.
Okay, so you want to ruin the movie?
No, it's not like Barbie, where Barbie is an adult woman. The American Girl, they're girls. Dolls.
Can't we just get Margot Robbie to do a little baby voice?
Yeah, it'd be a shame not to have her on the screen, Aaron. Please.
That's a good point. No, I think they should cast kids.
Who are the kid actors nowadays?
Jenny Slate.
I don't know
Adam
how
Scott.
They would do this, though. They can't probably have more than one of the American Girl dolls in the movie because it's... They live at different times in history.
But Aaron, what about, I mean, we're living in the Doctor Strange multiverse of madness at this point. So couldn't it possibly just be that they're doing an Into the Spider-Verse, but with American Girl dolls?
That would be cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Very possible.
Uh-oh. Aaron, there's an update here. It looks like, and they list some of the American, it looks like Chris Pratt is going to do them all.
Oh, Jesus.
And Aaron, Ratner's out. Brian Singer is in.
No. Shut it all down.
And Aaron, Polanski's producing. Can we save it? Can we save it?
Faints in a bad way.
But not the one you think. JPC, not to leave you out. JPC, why don't you switch chairs with Aaron? I need you sitting down just so you don't fly to the ceiling when you hear this.
Hot. The chair, I would describe it as hot.
This news.
Sorry.
This might be slightly old news, but it's new to me. Mm. During a revelatory Twitter exchange the other day, Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, if it's Twitter, it's definitely old news.
Tom DeLonge said that his former bland band Blink-182's name is actually pronounced, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Blink-182.
What, does he need attention? Is he trying to get attention? What's his thing here?
So we've been saying it the whole time, it's Blink-182, which is severely less fun to say.
It can't be a money issue. I think he's got enough of that. So it's got to be a, no one's saying my name, no one's paying attention to me. Yeah. Does he think that if we don't look at him, he'll disappear? Is that what's going on with Mr. Tom DeLonge?
He has reverse object permanence.
Where are you?
Where am I? Roses by the stairs. Is he the one that's big into aliens now? Conspiracies?
Yeah. Okay. I think so. I think that's Tom DeLonge.
Casey said, this is like the guy who made GIFs saying that they're pronounced GIFs. Like, fuck off, mm-hmm. dude. Casey?
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
The world has turned and left you here, to quote my favorite band, Blink-182.
And just so we're not starting off with just news, why don't we
do
something?
Did you want to sit down?
I want to sit down.
Did you have news for you?
I have news for me, which is for 2024, we haven't yet done this. And I think it's time we do an animal parade, but I feel like I want to class it up a bit. Would you guys mind doing an animal soiree?
Would I mind? No, sir.
Tee-too-tot-too-too-tot.
An owl with a monocle.
Tee-too-tot-too-too-tee-tot.
A snake with a champagne flute.
Tee-too-tot-too-too-tot. A shark eating Havarti. Toot-tee-tot-too-tee-tot.
A monkey slapping a butler.
Tee-too-tot-too-tee-tot.
A vulture paying off the family of somebody hit with a car.
Tee-toot-tot-toot-tee-toot. A horse in a corset. Animal soiree.
Soiree. Yes,
and
okay.
All those things. Soirees aren't just fancy. There's some dirty deeds. Butlers get slapped. Families get paid off.
Yeah. It's like an episode of Secession.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let me read. Here's, of course, with animal soiree, we have to read some animal news. Here's an article for me that's upsetting me more than anything else, which is new ancient shark species discovered hidden in world's largest cave system.
What is this? This is the plot to the Meg, right? Isn't this the whole fucking thing with the Meg?
That can't be right. This is breaking news. This is from October 13th, 2023. So was the Meg written before then?
Couldn't be.
Written? I couldn't say.
A previously unknown species of ancient shark has been discovered in Kentucky's Mammoth Cave National Park, home to the world's longest cave system. The system, which is located... I don't want to hear about the system. I want to hear about this shark. Here's my thing. Famously, I'm afraid of sharks. We'll never touch
world's
water.
Oldest shark discovered in Kentucky? What's going on?
I will never go in the ocean again. I'm terrified of sharks now. The last couple of years have made me absolutely just shaking in awe of their power. Let's hear about the shark, not the cave system.
I'm double checking this. Let me, before we go into this, Kentucky, right? You said Kentucky?
Yes. It was a shark found in Kentucky. He was wearing a bowler hat. He had a, wire frame glasses, drinking a mint julep.
Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee. Which one of those are oceans? I can't remember. Is North Carolina the ocean? No, North Carolina does not touch Kentucky, by the way.
Researchers identified the ancient shark species after finding several small spoon-like teeth in a cave wall. So this is a shark with spoon-like teeth, which hurts more than sharp teeth.
It's a soup shark.
It's a soup shark.
Kentucky touches seven states. Is there another state that touches more states than Kentucky? That's insane. Seven states?
Well, I think I agree that New York touches us all. Start spreading the news.
Bah, bah, bah. That hurt.
Are you two not afraid of sharks?
Well, I'm not really trying to go where they are or bother them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm more afraid of other things than I am of sharks.
Okay.
Yeah, to me, sharks would be a silly thing to fear because I feel like I interact with the domain of the shark on a day-to-day basis so very little.
Yes.
But this is my thought because I'm in Illinois. There are no sharks. But if there are sharks in Kentucky, then maybe I got to start being a little more scared of these ancient sharks that live in the pipes or whatever.
I do like that there's like it's almost like genie rules or something where it's like, you can be in Kentucky, but your teeth have to be spoons. And the shark's like, deal.
Done.
Do you think it was a genie rule or do you think it was a monkey paw where the shark was like, I just want to get away. And they're like, what about Kentucky? And they're like, yeah, no sharks in Kentucky. Let's go. Then he shows up and his teeth are spoons. And he's like, come on, man.
I think it was a genie's paw. I think let's split the difference. I do want to see a scene. Let's see here. JPC, you're going to be a genie. Aaron, you just bought this beautiful little lamp at an antique store. You just got home and you're polishing it. And JPC is going to try and trick you.
This lamp is so dirty. Why is it so dirty?
Because I'm in it. Honestly, usually takes me way longer for a setup like that for me to pop out, but...
Get the hell out of my house.
I would love to, but points to a little ankle monitor on my ankle. Cannot go within 50 meters of the lamp. So at all times, court ordered, unfortunately, genie court. Ew.
Oh my gosh, you're a genie.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I get three wishes. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, cool. So you know the thing. I don't really have to go through it. But yes, I am a genie. I'm actually kind of hungry. I'm just going to scrounge. Girl dinner, do you mind if I go through the old cabinet tree here?
I do mind. I actually have a party later tonight. And so all this popcorn is sort of party prep.
Is it a popcorn party?
Kind of. I mean, yeah. Are you here to judge my party or give me three wishes?
I'm here. I can do whatever I want when I'm here, as long as I have permission. It sounds like I don't have permission to have a snack, which sucks, because I've just been in a lamp for like 100 years. What year is it?
2023? 2024.
I got 100 on the dot? How did I do that?
Wow.
Just kidding. It's because I'm a genie. I have a clock in there. But okay, whatever. Let's get to brass tacks.
I'll give you a snack if you grant my three wishes.
I'm going to grant the wishes, okay?
Okay,
I don't
great.
Bargain. But you are familiar with genies, right?
Yes, genies. What do I want? What do I want?
Yeah, and genies give you a wish, but also, you know, sometimes they give you the thing that you didn't actually wish for. That was part of the wish, like kind of like tricking. Just so you know, I'm not the kind of genie that does that. I'm all above board. I'm all on the level. I don't do that.
So I can't wish for more wishes.
I mean, do you want me to go through the whole thing? Because of course, no, you can't wish
for more wishes. Go through the whole
thing. That's like genie 101. Okay. I'm a genie. Okay, I've been trapped in this lamp. You have rubbed the lamp and freed me from my prison. You're going to put me back
in
there after
three... He drops all his next cards.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Okay. No, this is fine. She picks them all up. Okay. If you try to start up a romantic relationship with me, I get to decide if I want to reciprocate. But
no, thank you.
You said you wanted to know all the rules.
Yeah, but no thank you on that one.
Okay, fine. I don't need your opinion on each one of the rules, but you get the whole thing. No wishing for more wishes. You can't wish me to kill or hurt anyone. No wishing to go back in time to fix your relationship with your... I'm looking at you. I want to say dad, but I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. None of that either. I can't go back and save him. We can't mess with the timeline stuff. But just wishes, wishes.
Can I wish for another genie to come after you? So technically I could get 5 wishes.
How would that be 5?
Well, I would get one is to wish for another genie. One on yeah. Me.
Yeah. No,
oh,
yeah.
And I could ask him for another genie too. So I guess it's sort of infinite wishes, but
no, because that's a genie chain. That's also against the rules. You can do 2. You can do 2 to get 5, but if you try to do another genie on top of that, that's a genie chain.
I want 2 to get 5,
it.
Please.
2 to get 5? Okay,
can
great.
Can you have your brother here or whoever?
Yes, I do. There's another genie that will come, but I did kind of lie about the genie tricking you thing.
What?
The next genie that comes is going to be hard of hearing. So he is not really going to be able to hear a lot of your wishes. He's going to have to do his best to interpret. So I would be very careful with those last 3. 2 more from me, though. Sure, I can't have a bite. Smart choice. You don't want to see genie poop. Smart choice.
A genie on house arrest. Doo-dee-dee-doo-dee-dee-dat.
I guess they kind of all are.
I know, Aaron, one of your wishes that you told us in secret was you wish to do more riddles.
Looks behind
right?
me, confused.
Here's our first
genie
riddle.
Genie shrugs. Hard of hearing genie goes, huh? You did what?
You want to play more fiddles? Holds the earth, counts in rings, has arms but no face, stays in one place.
Holds the earth, counts in rings.
Has arms but no face, stays in one place. And it's not Elizabeth Taylor.
Sun? The sun?
No.
Yeah, the sun's
gravity.
Arms.
No. Holds the earth, counts in rings, big, big hint. Has arms but no face, stays in one place.
I give up.
Counts in rings. This makes me think of like the Olympics logo. Is it the Atlas? No.
Oh, a globe.
No.
A globe stand.
A globe stand.
Holds the earth, counts in rings, has arms but no face, stays in one place. So really, really buckle down on counts in rings. And it's not Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, I was going to say Sonic the Hedgehog. Is this like, okay, so it holds the earth. Is this like a map, like a rubber band that would hold the map in?
No, not quite. These things really... really sort of hold things down on the terrestrial plane, on the sort of Earth's surface.
Oh, paperweight.
Count in rings.
Trees?
One of those. Yes,
trees.
Trees.
Whatever.
Oh, yes, trees.
Whatever.
They count in rings.
They count in rings. And I do want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you're both two trees talking about your recent divorces.
I'm thinking about, like, moving where my roots are.
What do you mean, like in the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm thinking about, like, just starting over somewhere else.
I think, first of all, that is a wonderful idea. Starting over somewhere else. But you gotta keep reaching towards the light. You can't just bury yourself down in your roots, you know? You gotta make the best of a bad situation.
I mean, you and I are recently divorced to each other. From
yes.
each other.
I thought it was amicable, though. Am I getting a different read off of it?
Amicable.
I thought we were both trying to, like, you know, branch out. I thought we were both trying to...
This is part of why it happened, is puns like this.
Look, you don't date... You don't marry a riverboat comedian tree if you don't want jokes like this. But again, that's why we're divorced. That's why we're divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for sailing down the Mississippi with us. We have a special guest. You might have noticed we aren't moving. That's because we have a tree growing through us. Please welcome tonight's entertainment, the comedian tree.
Hey, look at everybody in the audience tonight. What a good... Why did I say this? Why did I say that? This is what I was. What a good-looking group of people out there.
Hey, you're barking up the wrong tree with us.
Is that my ex-wife? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's in the audience.
Leave
Who is that?
Us alone.
Who's she with? Is that a dentist? Look at the teeth of that guy. Oh, my God. What did I do?
There's spoons.
Seed.
Spruce phalange? Try to think of it. Sleeps for 1,000 years, yet in a single day. Covers mile upon mile with darkness and dismay. And don't say Adel. Sleeps for 1,000 years, yet Adel? In a single day, covers mile upon mile with darkness and dismay.
Is this like sand or like the sand in the desert, maybe?
The sun.
It's not eclipse. It's not sand.
The moon.
It sleeps for 1,000 years. That sounds like hyperbole to me.
Here's what I'll say. There's some of these that definitely have slept for thousands of years. It's not hyperbole, but not most of them. Yes, Aaron, it's volcano.
Wow.
Good job.
I'd like to see a scene.
Okay.
GPC, you are a volcano.
Mm.
Adel, you are a nearby mountain that he's venting to about how he's like really angry and he's probably about to blow.
Venting to?
I swear to God, if one more hiker throws one of those Cliff Bar wrappers anywhere on me, uh-huh, I think I'm going to blow my fucking top. I think I'm going to lose it.
I just, from the last time he got pissed, I just got all the soot off. I was filthy. I put a towel to my face and pulled it away. It looked like the Shroud of Turin. Are you familiar with the Shroud of Turin?
I'm a volcano, not an idiot. Yes, I'm familiar with the Shroud of Turin.
Okay.
The cloth that Christ wiped his brow with.
Yeah.
And imprinted his face upon the cloth. I'm familiar.
How dirty was his face?
You know, it's different for you mountains. It's different for you mountains because there's literally nothing that you can, I mean, sure, a rock slide. You can kill a couple dozen of these hikers.
Sure.
But you just don't have the pent up anger that I have. And I wish I could be cool like you. I wish I could. I just can't. I am a volcano. I am who I am, you know?
That's, yeah, no, but I still get mad. Like, I don't be reductive to my feelings, right? You're not the only person in the world with emotions, right?
I
avalanched yesterday.
You avalanched yesterday.
I killed a ski. There's a guy skiing down my armpit, and it tickled, and I was like, this sucks. And I just opened up my mouth, and snow covered him whole.
Yeah. That's the same. What you and I are describing is the same. Yeah. 135 million years ago, I killed almost all the dinosaurs. But yeah, what you're talking about is the same as what I did.
You killed. So here's the thing. I'm not your therapist.
I'm not your therapist. Helped.
You have delusions of grandeur. You think you killed all the dinosaurs yourself?
I killed almost all the dinosaurs.
What do you think your reach is? Huh? If you blow your top right now, what do you think your reach is?
Million?
A million? Okay, interesting. Okay.
I don't know, as far as I can see, how big you think the world is, Carl? Can't be much bigger than what we can see, right?
I mean, I guess past that river over there is probably where it cuts off.
I definitely got past that river. I know I killed a pterodactyl past that river. I know I did.
You saw it fall? Was it just landing? It could have been landing.
No, it wasn't just landing. It went down fast. I definitely hit it with ash. Fuck you. You know
Sane.
What? Fuck you.
I held a piece of ice that wasn't cold, found a lovely crystal that wasn't old. I beheld a rainbow that wasn't in the sky. Tell me what it is and do not lie.
Is it a diamond?
Close.
That was
like a
my
gemstone?
Guess.
Close.
Like a kaleidoscope?
Now we're talking.
Okay.
But it's like nature's kaleidoscope. I held a piece of ice that wasn't cold, found a lovely crystal that wasn't old. I beheld a rainbow that wasn't in the sky. Big, big hint. Tell me
gasoline?
What it is and do not lie.
Yeah, water. I was going to say like an oil spill.
This is like a diamond that would produce a gasoline type rainbow effect.
Coal.
This is a diamond that would produce a gasoline type of rainbow effect?
Well, you said diamond. I said the very, very close. You said kaleidoscope. Yeah, close.
Crystal.
Okay.
It's a, like a type of crystal.
A type of crystal?
Sure. That produces rainbows?
Produces rainbows?
Yeah.
Well, like any prism that you shine a light through is going to like produce
wait,
like
what
a
was that word?
Right?
What was that
prism?
Word? It's a prism.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. I'm in a prism of my own making.
Is a prism
what
a
is a
type
prism?
Of crystal? Or is it like,
a prism? Yeah.
Or is it like the family that crystals reside inside
of? I'll be 100% straight up honest with you. I don't mind looking like an asshole on this podcast. I thought a prism was a shape. I thought it was a type of shape.
Gave up Googling this month, so I can't help.
Aaron, congrats. And is it Lent already?
What?
You gave up Google.
What's
for Lent? Len the band?
I can't look it up.
The 90s band?
Aaron, I'm so proud of you for giving your fingers a rest.
Thank you. They hurt so bad.
And they needed it. And they needed one.
They needed it.
Mm-hmm. Sound Self-care was... is finger care.
Make a note.
What do you have to say to me? What do you have to say to me?
Soundless billows, formless dances, wingless fart. Rises, footless prances. What was that?
Fart. It's a fart.
You're warm. Warm fart. Soundless billows, formless dances, wingless shart. Rises, foot. What was that?
A shart? That's a warm fart.
I have
right?
to listen to this riddle, JPC. Please stop interrupting. I can't make heads or tails of it if you keep interrupting with your silly answers.
Okay.
Soundless billows. What was that? Soundless billows, formless dances, wingless rises, footless prances, spreading around till it can't be found.
Smoke?
Aaron, you're dead on it, smoke.
Wow.
Good job. Good
smoke
good job.
Smoke is basically like nature's fart.
Can I smoke on this podcast?
This
Can
is
you smoke
a no
in
smoking.
Here?
This is a no smoking podcast.
Why?
No, at
all. Will it explode? Why?
Because sometimes Sandy's kids come on this podcast.
Aaron, I have a room in my house for just the dads to go in and smoke cigars. And you're more than welcome to come in and smoke cigars with the rest of the dads in my dad's cigar room.
Thank you, JPC, but I can't smoke on this podcast.
No.
This is a non-smoking podcast, unfortunately.
All right. I'll just eat these cigarettes, I guess.
Well, those are like candy cigarettes idiot. The whole time?
Yes.
It is funny. Candy cigarettes, Big League Chew. It is funny that at some point people are like, what do kids want most in the world? Smoke a cigarette, do tobacco.
Drugs for kids. Drugs for kids.
Well, it's also funny, too, because, like, the whole, I mean, you're not allowed to, like, advertise smoking to children anymore, even though there's ways around that, and obviously it still happens. But, like, for so long, like, all the stuff that is advertising to kids, this is just, like, adults whose job it is to get, like, kids hooked on things like this. Like, I remember all the commercials that I saw when I was, like, a kid for, like, board games and toys and shit like that. I'm like, this is like a 45-year-old person in like a marketing boardroom being like, how do we get this 11-year-old to like really want this Nerf gun? And they did a great job, but like, yes. It's not like kids, you know, in the same way we're like marketing to kids. It's not like you were going to the playground and like hearing the scuttlebutt from all the kids.
A lot of it is, yeah. So like Easy Bake Oven, it's like, how do we get kids cooking? Or like all the baby dolls are like, let's get kids parenting early. Ring Pops, let's get them addicted to, marriage.
I remember also, like, Nickelodeon Magazine, like, the commercial for Nickelodeon Magazine was basically about how to ask your parents for it. It was like, go to your parents and ask them for this thing.
Call them at work right now. I know you know the number for emergencies. Call them. If they say they're busy, they're lying. Call back.
If they love you, they'll get you this. You need
a You're magazine. A child who needs a magazine.
Shaped like a shoe, moved by hand. Carries 4 feet, but not on land.
This is like a canoe. What's shaped like
Got
a shoe?
Got it in one. This is a
no.
canoe.
No.
This
what?
Is a canoe.
Hey, Adel, I learned something.
Swear to God.
Wow, it's canoe. Adel, the neighborhood that we live in Chicago, I don't mind saying, Portage Park. I learned that Portage, I had no idea what Portage was as a concept.
Mm-hmm. It's a breakfast sort of oatmeal.
Little Miss Muffet sat on top of eating her porridge.
You have to eat your portage, Mr. Frodo, or you won't have strength to take the ring. but portage, it means, I guess the area where we live, there used to be like land between rivers, which is wild because there's no rivers around here now. And portage was when you took your like boat out of one river and then walked it across like a part of land to the other river. That was the portage.
Oh. I had no idea.
You're portaging? I don't know if portaging is the right way, but it's like portage a boat.
Also, you knew this factoid, and yet you questioned whether sharks could be in Kentucky?
Oh, God, if sharks can be... Oh, my God, that's how they got there? Somebody lifted them out of the ocean and walked their asses to Kentucky? That would be fucking... Honestly, that would be fucking fantastic if you just saw, like, you're driving down the highway and you saw, like, an 18-wheeler, but it was just, like, a clear glass fish tank with a huge shark in there. They're like, yeah, we're putting the shark in Kentucky. We run out of ideas about what life should be or whatever, so that's what we're doing.
We're just trying things out. I don't know if this is real or not. I did see something where it was like they found a whale like in the middle of the Amazon rainforest. Not like a whale skeleton, like a recent whale. Like not
a living
yet.
Whale?
Not living, definitely dead, but not yet decomposed. And it was just like laying. I don't know if this is real or not. I didn't do any research, but I remember being I had taken an edible. I was looking at news and I saw that.
There it is. Yeah. Okay. All right.
But how did that whale get there? What's going on?
Well, Adel, I'll tell you how the whale got there. It didn't, man. You were on TikTok.
Well, I remember I was looking at my hand. I was scrolling through my hand and I saw the wildest news article. Also, I should say, listeners, if you're ever in Chicago, stop by the actual park in Portage Park. And I'd say 50% of the time, you'll run into me and JPC.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially between the months of November to March.
Yeah.
They're fighting pigeons for little pieces of bread at the park. First of all, if you want to find them.
I'm just surviving. The pigeons choose to fight.
Yeah. They don't eat all that bread.
They don't eat all that bread, Aaron. What are they going to do? They're going to explode if they eat all that bread.
We're going to do one more before we take a break here. In weather fair, my ribs I cup. In weather foul, I put them up. In weather fair, my ribs I cup. In weather foul, I put them up.
In weather fair, my
umbrella?
Ribs I
it's
cup?
It's an umbrella.
I'm a fair genius.
Weather. You are a genius, Aaron. You
I'm the
are
smartest person I have ever met.
Aaron, I want to see a quick scene. It's a rainy day. You're like in a building. You're about to go outside. Everyone's just watching the rain outside of the building. Mm-hmm. But you have devised a brand new type of umbrella that you're like so excited to show off to all of these people in the building.
Great day at work, everybody. What a fun day at work. I'll be going. Hope you don't look at me while I walk outside.
Jen, watch out. It's cats and dogs out there.
It's really coming
down. We're all just trying to wait out the rain a little bit.
I know that people around the office call my little invention silly or dangerous, but not this one. What if you use a flamethrower as an umbrella? So, hear me out.
You evaporate the rain before it lands on you.
Evaporate the rain before it lands on you. You might have noticed that my eyebrows are singed off. And that my bangs are singed off and my hair.
You're wearing a hat real deep on your temples there.
Eyelashes Jen. Also gone.
Jen, you didn't bring a flamethrower to work with you all day, did you?
That would be a weapon. I brought a new kind of umbrella to work with me.
And Jen, I can't express enough. The top of your head looks like Joe Pesci in Home Alone.
Thank you. Don't hit on me at work, though. Go through HR. You have to...
Yeah, if you want to hit on her, go through HR, Chuck.
Go through HR. Anyways, I hope you guys don't watch
HR will leave a love letter
work.
On Jan's desk. Jan, you say it's not a weapon. You say it's an umbrella.
Right.
But we had 3 fire alarms today. And the whole
floor. You guys heard those?
All of 18 smelled like burning.
Testing those out?
Were you testing it out in the office?
Yeah. Well, I'm off to my apartment. Well, here I go outside. Yep.
Well, actually, speaking of HR, Doug did want to say something. He mentioned that today you swung by his desk, put your finger in his coffee and said, "Oh, that's a little chilly." Use your flamethrower to reheat it and actually melted his
cup. The cup melted. Yep.
Yeah. It released some fumes and he has been in the ER ever since.
Uh-huh. And his computer melted and his desk and his arm.
Yeah. I guess we should go ahead and say he died. I got a call that he did die. Yeah.
Yeah, he looked Daniel Stern in Home Alone. Yeah.
I'll hear it from HR, okay? You're supposed to
go through HR. The doctors are waiting on the autopsy, but they think it could have been a heart attack, but they think it was probably induced
by a heart attack.
It probably induced by being flamethrowered.
Yeah. Well, off I go.
You know what? Look at it. It's cleared up. It's wow. Huh, that was quick. The rain
that was
completely
the fastest
stopped.
Clearing of skies I ever saw.
No.
Well, Jen, have a good weekend.
No.
Have a good one. Well.
No. Oh, my God. She's pointing the flamethrower at us. Jen.
Calm down.
You guys are going to watch me go outside. I'm going to go in that fountain that's right outside our office building. You guys are going to watch me use my new invention, and everyone's going to take me serious. Ready?
Okay,
two, three.
It's a skate park.
There's a lot of birds. There's a lot of birds about to land on our head.
Oh, God. Oh, the birds are taking the flamethrower. Wow, they are flying away with that flamethrower.
Call 911. I'm on fire.
Scene.
Aaron,
that's your new catchphrase. Call 911. I'm on fire.
Yeah.
Call 911. I'm on fire.
Speaking of catchphrases, I accidentally... You know how I'm sick right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, not to brag, but I'm sick all the time.
Oh, okay.
That's different. That's a different kind of sickness.
Okay. Well, I went to go see a show, and on the way back, we passed Ripley's Believe It or Not, and John said, and I was so confused and sick when he was talking, but what he was actually asking is, like, how would you bring up Ripley's Believe It or Not as, like, a sitcom joke? Like, how would you word it of, like,
I understand.
Call me Ripley because I'll believe it or I won't or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked that question, but I completely misunderstood the question. And so I just thought he was like, what's a different way of saying, like, if you had to rename Ripley's Believe It or Not? And I said, Beepo's got to see it to believe it. And he went, excuse me? And I went, that's the kind of misunderstanding that is only reserved. That level of Aaron stupidity only happens on a Hey Riddle Riddle episode. And it's the first time in a real life situation where I have been Hey Riddle Riddle stupid in real life.
which is a very specific type of stupid.
Yeah, like a sickness is giving you Hey Riddle Riddle brain in normal life. That's unfortunate.
I know, and isn't that scary?
And it's,
be careful out there, y'all.
See it to believe it. Beepo's gonna see it to believe it.
Yeah, because I was like, I guess this is what he's asking. And he was like, excuse me?
So what you're saying, Aaron,
is Beepo.
You're saying in 2024, if you're stupid on Hey Riddle Riddle, you're stupid in real life.
Yeah.
So now there's
sticks.
This is like Freddy. This is like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the call is coming from inside the house type of thing.
The idiocy is coming from inside the podcast. And now outside
the
podcast.
Beepo's got to see it to believe it.
So Ripley's Believe It or Not. One, I think it's funny that it's said like a school kid would, like, I don't know, believe it or not. Like, it seems like a, like someone's being defensive. Like, I don't care, man. Like telling a tall tale.
Aaron, is Ripley's Believe It or Not a wax museum? What
I don't
is
know
Ripley's
what it
Believe
is.
It or Not?
It's in Hollywood, which is not a great area.
To me, it occupies the same space in my head as from childhood as like the Guinness Book of World Records, which is it just like curiosities? Is it just like these
Again,
are like...
I can't Google, so someone else has to...
I think,
no.
So I think Guinness Book of World Records is like... well, one, it's... I don't know. I feel like a lot of people don't know this, but at the same time, I feel like when, I don't know, Guinness Book of World Records was created by Guinness, the brewery, much like the Michelin Guide was created by Michelin Tires.
Oh.
I think Michelin Guide was created by Michelin Tires to get people to travel around more, to use more tires,
to wear out their tires.
I don't know if Guinness made this for like better pub conversation, so people would drink longer, debating whether something was real.
I would love it if better pub conversation was important to Guinness. Like they were like, our beer is fine, but the quality of the conversation in the pubs is falling
cracking
off a cliff.
I don't know who Ripley's is, so I don't know who started this.
Now,
but
this I can help you with, because Ripley is the dinosaur bad guy from Metroid.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, thank you.
But I think Guinness is like legit records, where it's like someone actually did this, someone grew their nails out this long, and we have kind of, they sent one of their scouts down to like measure and actually document it. I think Ripley's Believe It or Not is more like hearsay and more like...
Yeah,
More like
this just, could be a lie.
Yes,
you know,
tall tales and big fish.
It feels more like P.T. Barnum. Like feels more like this is like a mermaid. We have a mermaid skeleton or something.
It's basically, I think it's modern day Sideshow paired with like Cabinet of Curiosities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God,
we'll never know.
I love when we figure out what something is by looking into what it is.
Yep.
That to me is the perfect way to get information.
That's just being a man.
Yeah.
Spin your wheels until something sounds right.
Talk until you feel confident, and then just move on.
The wheels are the penis. That's what every boy's father tells him.
Yeah. Okay, we just got an email from Michelin. They're terrified that wheels are no penises.
Would the Michelin man be any more terrifying if he was made out of penises?
Made out of foreskin?
No, that's a lateral move.
A man made a penis?
Creature. Addle, do you have another riddle?
I do.
Oh, good.
'Tis the work of one's hands, hangs as high as one's head, tells of a place at a time, though never a word be said.
Clock.
Not a clock, but you're not,
hands,
you're not too far off. What was that?
Clog.
Hands, though. 'Tis the work of one's hands, hangs as high as one's head, tells of a place at a time, though never a word be said. JPC,
oh,
did you
like
say
a
clog?
Headboard. Is it clock? It's not a headphone. Clock was close.
Is it like a photo?
Aaron, blazing hot.
A mirror? A picture? A painting?
It's a painting. 'Tis the work of one's hands. Hangs as high as one's head.
I'd like to see a scene.
Wow.
JPC, you are a security guard at a museum, and Adel, you are convinced that a painting just winked at you.
Excuse me.
I'm just going around telling everybody 10 minutes left in the museum visiting hours today.
Okay. Is your name tag correct? Is Frank?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this. I was in the modern wing and, the four Marilyn Monroes by the soup guy.
The Pittsburgh soup guy. Oh, the Warhol.
Yeah. The four Marilyn Monroes all just winked at me. And I don't know if that's part of, I don't know if this is like immersive or.
It's not. That shouldn't happen. Okay. I do have to ask just because of the way that you're dressed. Have you taken some drugs today? And it's okay. I'm not dressed.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Are Trader Joe's tote bags not pants anymore?
It's not the content of your clothing. It's just that they're all on backwards. Is that the way you're dressed?
Listen,
it looks like you had a dream of what you wanted to wear today, and you put this on instead.
I'm a fashionista, or a Maxinista, to be TJ Maxinista. Is Marshall the same as TJ Maxx? Anyway, we don't have time.
I just ask because a lot of people who have experiences in the Warhol exhibit, it's because they may be on some drugs, a pot, some ketamine, some horse tranquilizer, something like that, and I just wanted to make sure that that's not the case. And if it is the case, that's fine. That's probably what happened to you.
All of those are in my system, yes, but I stabbed the painting and it started bleeding, so.
Okay. So, yeah, now we did get a call of someone who wandered into the second floor bathroom and said, I've never seen so many Warhols, and then started stabbing little holes inside of the stall doors. Was that. I'm putting two and two together. They're matching the description of man wearing Trader Joe's bags as pants.
Two and two is four. Okay. Hey, man. I saw the documentary Ghostbusters 2. I know what paintings can do when they come to life.
Okay. I'm going to level with you. You're one of the coolest guys I've ever seen.
Thank you, finally.
One of the coolest fucking guys I've ever
met. Thank you.
The museum closes at this point in like 8 minutes. Why don't we do this? I'll close it down. I'll let everybody else out. I'll let you spend
night in the museum.
Okay? And if the drugs that you have told me you are on, you are actually rolling on, you're going to have the time of your life.
Oh, my God. So you're saying we could run through Sunday in the Park. We could eat at the Nighthawks. We could.
I'm going home. I have a wife and a family. I just want to give you this experience because I thought that this would be fun and cool for you. I'm going to lock the doors from the. What, you do?
I had.
You had. Oh, my
They're
God.
They're inside a painting now. Whistler's mother, that's my wife.
Yeah. Yeah, this is right for you.
Blue Boy, that's my son. Monk Scream is my other son.
I'm going to do this right for you.
He's being chased. He's being chased.
And why don't you do this? Go ahead and just look off into the distance. Look at that painting way at the end. Do you see it way down there? Turn your head.
Oh, yeah.
Way down there.
Oh,
yeah, you see
it?
You see it?
I see it. Oh, it's a beautiful, it's lilies. It's a bunch of water
lilies.
Wow.
Beautiful water lilies. Think about that. Focus on that.
They just winked at me. The lilies link, the. Oh,
go
no.
talk to him, man. Go talk to him.
Scene.
It's got to be a pretty boring job to be a security guard at a museum. You might as well have your own fun.
How many, JPC, I think you nailed it. How many people who are high go to museums? Because I feel like it's a higher
Most.
Percentage than you think.
Yeah,
I feel
it's
like people take edibles and then go to stare at paintings.
Field trips and high people.
Yeah, old people, some grandchildren, and high people.
What's when you go to a museum? Do you are you arms folded in front of you? Are you hands behind your back in the small of your back to show that you're like being thoughtful? Are you fist on the chin?
Do you I think I'm a hands behind my back, so I can feel thoughtful. Yeah,
because if you have your hands crossed, it feels like you don't get it. You're signaling to other people around you don't get it. If your hands are behind your back, clasped, then people are like, this guy knows. This guy knows exactly. He's really contemplating what the artist is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron,
and I'm
you?
Like, when I'm walking around, I'm like, Monet, Monet, Monet.
My
I'm
move is to artists. Just take such a big deep breath in when I see a picture and then burst into tears and then just stare, like nodding at it, like, oh my wow. gosh, this has changed my life.
Yeah.
And then you
That's a good move. That's a good move.
And I don't give a shit about paintings. Boring.
Boring. Art is nothing to me.
Well, art is nothing, but ads are everything. So let's take a quick break. We'll hear from some ads, and we'll be back with more art.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh, Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here.
They're
coming here.
We're running.
You guys, I see something on the horizon.
Horizon?
Someone's galloping up to us on a horse. Who could that be?
Who's that guy from... He fights like windmills. What's that guy's... JPC, you know this book.
Is it Zordon?
That's his name. He's like the brain inside the body.
Zordon.
No, wait, it's Sandy. Sandy's down from that horse.
Sandy, who is this guy riding up to us? Can you see? Oh, no, the guy is the Sandy.
Oh, the horse is riding Sandy. Is that the what horse
you're is, you think of Zoltar from the movie Big?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking of Zordon from the Power Rangers. So I said the right thing.
Okay.
But Zoltar wasn't Big. So we got to give Sandy, he wants to win one. We got to give him his win.
You know somebody had to feed that Zordon.
So anyways, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
It's great to see you guys. How you been since I saw you last? Any news in the world of outside the sandbox?
Good, bad, and sick. And you have to guess with what?
Good, bad, and sick.
Guess.
We're all good.
One of us is good at coughing, one of us is bad at coughing, and one of us is sick.
Well,
Sandy, let's get this saddle off you, and why don't you saunter or trot on over to some riddles?
Yeah, I don't have to trot on over. You're the one who's doing the trotting. I got all my riddles ready to go, fired up in this sand cannon of puzzles. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Blasted by the sand cannon.
You're going to get sandblasted.
I also you're the one who's going to do the trotting. That's a cool thing to say to a person.
I don't love that, to be honest, but we're just going to let it fly. I don't know why a horse is riding... me.
Keep telling people that.
You know? Said his name is Friday. Get out of here.
Let's go back to this. Let's go back to this canon. This is the one where I'm going to give you a sentence and leave two blanks in the sentence. The blanks need to be filled out by the name of a musical artist and then a song made famous by that artist.
Ooh.
Okay. The order you have to is up to you to figure out. So for example, I'll give you an example that we can work out together. whenever Betty White's Golden Girls character writes a letter, she blanks it with a blank.
She a kiss. She kisses.
She
it.
Seals it from a kiss from a rose. Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Kiss from nice. A rose.
Oh man, I'm gonna be so bad at this. I can't wait.
I remember you were pretty good at this last time, yeah, Aaron.
You were really good at it.
I don't know.
And I don't think I ever got one last time, but I remember I loved doing these.
There
these are very
used
fun
to be
do.
A Blanche in Florida, live with me.
I've been to that.
Well,
from
JPC,
his song.
You got the first blast. You're doing great. Let's go on to the next one. As the story goes, Blank was in a blank to whitewash that fence, so he enlisted his friends to help.
Tom Sawyer, Rush, Tom Sawyer.
Rush, wow!
Neener, 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 neener,
oh my
neener,
gosh. Neener. I hadn't even started thinking yet at all. That was so
new
fast.
New Tom Sawyer, white fence.
Oh, Aaron, you don't want to think about these riddles. It's too much fun. Just stay over there. I'll think about the riddles. It's way too much fun. You wouldn't like it.
Mm-mm.
That's how he got us. That's how he got your ass on the Riddle Podcast to begin with.
Yeah. So?
This whole thing's a big Tom Sawyer bit. great job.
The
all right.
Above the church, just looking down on us.
Now, just to remind you guys, both of those were pretty literal on the nose. Some of these are going to be more like homophones. I won't tell you which. It'll be up to you to figure it out. The woman walks.
Next one's going to be a homophone. Easy.
Excuse me. Am I that predictable?
Well, maybe. We'll see.
Yes, I
He's changing
am.
It. He's changing it.
No, these are written down. I can't change it. I've committed. The woman walked in on her boyfriend cheating and said, blank timing bastard, I'm moving to a place you'll never find me, blank.
Two
boys,
timing.
Two men timing me.
The woman walked in on her boyfriend cheating and said, blank timing bastard, I'm moving to a place you'll never find me, blank.
You too,
you
Sunday
too,
Bloody Sunday.
Sunday Bloody Sunday. Really,
where the streets have no names.
Well, that's what I was going for, where the streets have no names. I'm moving to a place where streets have no names, so you'll never be able to find me.
That's how you'll never be able to find me, you two timing bastard. Okay, got it.
You'll never
It'll
find
be
me
a beautiful discotheque. Day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Achtung, baby. Oh, I should have included Achtung baby. That would have been better.
Yeah, Achtung baby would have made that better.
all right. If you can't get your hair to lay blank in LA, it's probably because of those blank winds. If you can't
Flatwood
get your hair
Mac.
To
Flatwood
lay
Mac.
Blank
Rumors.
In LA, it's probably because of those blank winds. What are the winds called in LA, you guys?
Aaron, you would know.
Santa Ana.
Santana, Rob Thomas.
Santana.
Carlos, I can't get my
if
hair
you can't
too.
Get your hair to lay
smooth. You need the Santana.
Oh, wow. Man,
it's probably
that
because
really
of those,
good.
Which by the thank you. Those wins are now legally need to be referred to as Santa Anta featuring Rob. What the fuck
give
is
me
his
a
name?
Trim. Rob. Give me a trim, make it flat or else forget about it.
Now I don't know because it's Rob something and now I don't
it's Rob Thomas.
Rob Santana.
Rob
no.
Thomas. Right.
Rob Santana Thomas. The owner
Thomas
of Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
That was so good. That one was
amazing.
That was
fantastic.
What magazines do I subscribe to? Blank. Blank Face, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, and all the rest. This one's hard. I can't even figure it out. Okay.
News Face is
Blank.
Aaron, is
Blank
Face a magazine? Aaron, be honest.
Well, no, we don't need to guess Face, but Face, is there a magazine that ends in Face?
Let me rephrase this with some intonation, because I reread it. I wrote this a while ago, and now I realize what I was doing. Starting over. If you can't, what magazines do I subscribe to? Blank. Blank Face, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, and all the rest.
Blank Face?
It's got to be in your.
In your.
Say it's faster.
In your.
In your.
In ya.
In ya.
In your face.
In your face.
In your face.
Is it Sail Away? Sail Away? No.
Not Sail Away.
I can't think of any Enya song.
In your face.
Well, one of them.
Pure moods. One
No, did she do Journey to Something? Is that, that's not
Enya. It's got a magazine title in it.
Highlight.
So it would be like.
I wander with the ocean, and then it goes.
National Geographic. That song by Enya. National Geographic.
17. What? Cosmo. What's
the magazines I subscribe to? Only Time.
Will tell.
That's her song. Only Time.
The song is called Only Time, and the band is Enya.
Enya Face, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, and all the rest.
That one's great as well.
All right. I know you're doubtful about why we went on this treacherous blank, but blank that will get to our destination.
Journey, don't stop believing.
Oh, you got that.
Wow. Addle's so good.
It seems like you're being sarcastic. Aaron, he's being sarcastic.
No, he's not. Is this helping?
It's helping me.
Kind of.
Yeah. We're all digging it.
On October 3rd, 2003, Roy Horn looked into the blank and misread it. But for 17 years after, he was a blank.
Crystal ball.
This is dark.
Okay, this is dark.
You know who Roy Horn is?
Roy Horn.
On October 3rd, 2003, Roy Horn looked into the blank and misread it. But for 17 years after that, he was a blank.
Sandy, is this like a Dark Tower character?
Is Roy Horn the guy that sat in the corner and ate a bunch of pie?
Yeah, he put his thumb in.
Put his
Roy
thumb in
Horn
it, right?
Put his thumb.
Roy had a very famous partner whose name is much more distinguishable.
Cher.
Dolly Roy Parton. And
Roy Horn. Something, why does
something
his name
and
sound?
Roy.
Siegfried. Siegfried.
And what happened on October 3rd?
2003.
Day that shall live in infamy.
Mauled. Correct. He got mauled.
Correct. So he looked into the what?
Pearl Harbor.
Eye of the Tiger.
Oh.
Yes, he did. But for 17 years, he was a...
Asia.
Magician.
No
magic.
One remembers who was saying Eye of the Tiger?
Do you?
Rocky Balboa. Yes. Oh, hold on. Survivor.
Survivor. That's right.
Survivor. Yes. He survived for 17 years. Do you know that he survived after that attack? He died in April 2020.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I remember he got mauled, but he did not. He did not die.
He was a survivor.
Yeah, look, I got to be honest with you. People should have known tigers. Even if you're a magician.
They should not sleep with tigers, which is what they did. I mean, Oh.
JPC, you're riding a great white shark right now.
Okay. First of all, it's riding me.
It's not a tiger shark. You said no tigers. It's a great white.
Sorry.
Totally fine. Green Bay can also, not Green Day, Green Bay can often be found out on the... Green Bay can often be found out in the blanking their green and blank uniforms.
Packers, packing.
I should have just said the Packers. The Packers can often be found out in the blanking their green and blank uniforms.
Lambeau Field. Lambeau. Sammy.
The
green and what? What's the other color?
Gold. Yellow.
Yellow.
Coldplay. Oh, yellow Coldplay.
It was
out
all
in the
yellow.
Playing.
They were out in the cold playing their green and and yellow uniforms. I put diamonds on.
Sorry.
Hold on. Hey, Sandy, hold on. We have more Coldplay songs to sing. I'm sorry.
And can I just say, when football players get hit nowadays, they get a rush of blood to the head.
You can say that.
Yeah. No, that's probably true, right?
Yeah. I put diamonds on my shoes, like Paul Simon said. But then the cobbler asked me, what's with all these blanks embedded in your shoe? Blank? Me?
Ruby diamonds. Is it another precious gem?
Neil Diamond.
I'll reread it.
Yeah.
Okay. Nine Inch Nails.
I put diamonds on my shoes, just like Paul Simon said. But then the cobbler, you know, the guy who fixes my shoes, he asked me, what's with all these blanks embedded in your shoe bottom? Blank me?
Gems. Gem and holograms, fuck me.
You're close. Gems and holograms.
All these
jewels.
Blanks.
Jewels, foolish jewel. Games. Jewel.
What did he say?
A jewel. Don't
blank
speak.
Me?
He says.
Is it?
He says, blank? It's a long thing he says. Five words.
Who will
words.
Save
he
your
says,
soul?
Who will save your soul?
He's a cobbler.
Soul.
He's a cobbler. Daniel
Day Lewis. Oh my God.
Who will save? This is, honestly, let's just take a moment. This is the best riddle that's ever happened.
Oh, that one was really good.
Yeah, that one was good. That one was good.
I should have waited, but wait till you hear my last one for this segment. It's going to be even better than that one. I am calling that shot right now.
He's looking around the all room, right. Panicking.
Looking around all right, here we go. This is not it. There's a few more. If you want to achieve blank, ignore all worldly possessions and desires and blank.
Nirvana, never mind. Nirvana.
Is they have a song
in Utero?
Those are album names, I think.
Oh.
If you want to wait, can you say that? Where are my blanks?
If you want to achieve Nirvana,
Weezer,
ignore all worldly possessions and desires and blank.
Let go. And what's the Nirvana song that's not Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Wayne, the black it's, hole heart.
It's about sharp. Being yourself. Well, the song's not, but this concept is about being yourself and nothing else. Just arrive with no other preconceived notions. Just
bare naked ladies.
Be here now.
Oasis.
Just be here now. Just
Oasis. Be here Oasis. Now.
Be here now.
Come as you are.
Come as you are.
How did I miss that?
Come as you are. Real call me by your name.
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy, but come as you are.
All right, I got three more. We think we can do it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I'll go so quick.
If you're the blank, you may be tempted to say blank to anyone who matches you on Hinge. I'll repeat it. If you're the blank, you may be tempted to say blank to anyone who matches you on Hinge.
If you're the prince, you may be tempted to say, I don't know, fuck you, Lisa, or something. He's got a bunch of songs like that, right?
Raspberry.
Yeah,
Brain.
Yeah, yes.
I will say the first blank is five words. If you're the song title, you may be tempted to say band name.
If
to
you're
anyone
the,
who...
I'll get over you because I'm the king of wishful thinking. King
if you're
of
the
wishful
king
thinking. That's four words.
Who sings that?
I don't know. It's a great fucking song. Truly a fucking awesome song.
Is it Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Probably.
If
Toad
you're the
it's go west. Man, I would not have made a go west reference. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
But now you got to make it work. It's not King of Wishful Thinking.
If Cock of the Walk.
If you're the boy, oh boy.
It's a five words. Okay, song. Let's get the band first.
Let's get the band.
What's my blank on the band?
It's one word, and it's a very, very, very short band name with a very, very generic name. Yes.
You gotta match Box 20 on Hinge.
You would say what? If you were very desperate, you would say what to any
yes.
person?
Please. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's a yes song.
You think the three of us know a 70s prog rock song?
you're gonna love the rest of this list.
No.
All right, fine. So you guys did not grow up on
King
classic
Crimson.
Rock radio in the 90s like I did? Okay, fine. The answer is you are the owner of a lonely heart.
Oh, that's yes.
Oh, wow.
I know that song.
No, I mean, I know the song, but I never would have guessed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother once did a Who's on First sequel sketch. He wrote a sketch that was sort of like a sequel to Who's on First. It was like a concert festival lineup of band names that are also just generic words like Yes and The Who and When.
Oh, yeah.
It was, and Them. It was really great. I said When, like that's a band name. That's not
I'm
a band.
Asking the, you, Bush.
Yeah. All right, two more. If blank Bluth takes over the family business, he'll have done it with the influence of a successful and thoughtful blank.
George Michael. Faith.
He'll have done it with the influence of a successful and thoughtful.
Wham. Wake me up.
Let's talk about sex.
Successful.
What
are some George Michael songs?
George Michael song. What the fuck?
Freedom. It's on
Freedom.
It's on the Freedom album.
Freedom 99.
90.
He'll have done it with.
We are really.
I will be your
father figure.
Father figure.
Sounds horrible.
Father figure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
that really brought us down.
That's a terrible song.
I had a hard time with trying to fit in. Let's talk about sex with that one because there wasn't a lot of that on the show. But I should have tried harder. Okay, last one. Speaking of. I get such a hard on for Greek mythology, and every time I read those blank, I blank my pants.
Every time I read those
stories,
Iliads.
That's another long title. That is a four-word title.
Come and feel the noise.
I get such a hard on for Greek mythology, and every time I read those song title, I band name my pants.
Those books aplenty.
Cream.
those tablets.
Cream is the band.
So it is 70s.
It's another 70s. Guys, it's another 70s prog rock.
God.
Layla.
Yeah.
White Room.
Truly, what's another fucking Cream song? Ugh.
Layla remix. White Room remix.
I thought about Egyptian.
I thought about playing the answers to these, especially this one, but I wasn't sure you guys had the rights for all that, so I gave
no,
it up.
We have the rights for most of Clapton's stuff, but everything he did with Cream, we just don't have.
We're working on
hard.
It, though.
It's hard.
He's an absolute dick when it comes to getting the rights to that stuff.
I think he's like the only person who's in the Hall of Fame for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame four times.
Really? Yeah.
He's also in the Football Hall of Fame.
The Yardbirds, Blues Breakers, Eric Clapton solo, and then Cream, I think.
Blues Breakers?
Maybe. He had another band. He had like
Elwood,
yeah.
Jake.
It is Tales of Brave Ulysses.
Never heard of this song.
Wow. All
right, everyone on the other end of this is screaming at their radios, Tale of Brave Ulysses.
Sorry.
I said the Iliad.
The Iliad, Tales of the Brave Iliad. All right. Well, but you do yourself a favor and cue that up in Spotify when you're done.
I took a history of rock class in college, and I never heard of that fucking song. So,
well, famous Greek author James Joyce, of course, wrote Ulysses. Sandy, what have you written lately?
This set of puzzles.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, Sandy,
you rule.
Well, what else have you read, and where can people find you?
Well, I'm sorry to bring us down on such a forgettable piece of music, but I truly think you guys should look it up. All right, signals.fun. That is my newsletter and community where you can join and throw me a few bucks every month, get a few extra perks like joining my Discord. That's at signals.fun. Also, mysteryleague.com is my business. That's where you go to find me for corporate team building or any other kind of puzzle stuff that you want made. That's my job. That's what I do every day, and I would love to do more of it. And for more stuff, you can go to Instagram where I post prompt mantos. Those are at Mystery League on Instagram. Those are little games I play where I put together two phrases and make an image out of them using Midjourney and then have you guess what it is. So, for example, recently I did one with Chris Rock and Rocky Horror Picture Show. So you got a little picture of Chris Rock as Frank M. Furner.
Pootie Tim Curry. Oh, sorry.
Pootie Tim?
Pootie Tim Curry. I thought I was thinking something else.
Tim Curry.
That absolutely works. And just for another little plug to hiring Sandy for doing your team building, we are an example of a team that has never hired Sandy. So if your team wants to operate like this, maybe give Sandy a call.
Yeah, right. When I do team building stuff, it is way more thoughtful than the shit I put on the show.
Well, Sandy, you're the absolute best. Thank you so much for everything. But we do have to let you go, so we're just gonna melt you back down into sand.
I believe we're going to cream him back down into sand.
Gross.
Yep.
Going in the
Thank you for coming.
For
Please come back. We're sorry.
Please come back. We're sorry.
We're sorry.
You're forgiven. Goodbye.
Well, now that Sandy's gone, let's do plugs. And we'll start with me. And I'm going to plug the Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon.
Wow.
Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. You can get a 1 week free trial. Hang out for a little bit. Just pay for 1 month, maybe. Hang out. Listen to all the episodes. Binge them. All my favorites are over there. So I'd recommend checking that out. Adel, anything to plug?
Yeah, I want to plug some recent appearances, either end of 2023 or beginning of 2024. I was on a podcast called That's What I'm Talking About, delving into the Rings formation. How apropos from this episode.
Wow.
Delving into the formation of the Rings. I was learning all about that. Very good time. I also was a guest on the video game podcast Sights Unseen, talking about some of my favorite video games. And I did a recent episode of the podcast Tell Me About It, which I host with Josh Gondelman, talking about slam dunks. So if you want to learn more about slam dunks through the lens of Josh Gondelman, please check out Tell Me About It. JPC, do you have anything to plug or a review to read?
I got nothing to plug, but I do have a review to read. And if you want to get a review featured on the show, just go leave us a 5-star review wherever you leave reviews. I might pick yours. Hey, this week I picked the Buffybot. The Buffybot writes, "This podcast is the bar to pass. I recommend this podcast to everyone, including people I've tried to date. Most either never listened or must have hated it, but my partner now listened to the whole back catalog, and that's how I know we're a good fit. Thanks for the litmus test. Bye forever. Wow. Mm-hmm. I cannot recommend that, a negative recommendation of that enough. I think this is a podcast that's fine to share with friends, family, people in your life. But if you've got a significant other who's never heard of this podcast, you hide this.
Hide it.
This is shame. This is a shameful listen.
In between the mattress and the box spring, maybe in a shoebox in your closet, out in the woods somewhere, dig a hole out in the woods.
And you're going to say you're listening to This American Life.
Repeat after me. They're going to say, honey, what are you listening to? And you're going to say, sports scores. That's it. Sports scores.
And Fresh Air with Terry Gross.
I did want to make an amendment to something that Aaron plugged. Aaron, I hate to do this, but Patreon has discontinued the 1 week free trial. Now we offer a 1 week freak trial. So it only applies to people who are weak freaks.
No.
but if you're a listener, Jupiter. That's you.
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Cheatham and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
Hey there, duos and drafts. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. Adel and JPC go head-to-head in some drafts. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or start your 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.